الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, before starting the bayan, let's make some good intentions. So the first intention we are going to make is for attaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will be listening and watching this series topic. And the next intention is we will be listening to this topic till the end. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us on our these intentions. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's start this by listening the virtues of Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jabir bin Samura Suwai radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that we were present in the court of Honorable Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when an individual came and inquired, O Messenger of Allah, what is the most superior action in the court of Allah azza wa jal? So the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, telling the truth and fulfilling the entrustment. I said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please mention some more. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, an abundance of zikr and reciting salat upon me as this action removes poverty. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The esteemed personality of the Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya spiritual order, Sayyidina Sirri Saqati rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, out of humility states, I was afflicted with the disease of the hardness of the heart, but I was relieved of it with the blessings of the dua of Sayyidina Maruf Karhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. What happened was that once I was returning after having offered the Eid prayer, and I saw Sayyidina Maruf Karhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He had a young child with him whose hair were unkept and he was crying with a broken heart. I inquired, O Shaykh, what's the matter? Why is the child crying? He replied, I saw some children playing, whereas the child was standing on the side looking upset, and he was not playing with those children. Upon my inquiry, he told me that I am an orphan. My father had passed away and have no one else to support me, and neither do I have the money to buy walnuts to play with those children. Therefore, I have brought this child here so that I can collect some endocarps for him with which he can buy some walnuts and play with those children. I requested, let this child come with me so that I can improve this bad state of his. He replied, will you really do that? I replied, yes. So he said, here, take him. May Allah Almighty enrich your heart with the blessings of Iman and grant you the inner and outer recognition of his path. Sayyidina Sirri Saqti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, I took this child to the market, clothed him with fine clothes and bought him some walnuts with which he was playing with the kids all day. The children asked him, who did this favor for you? He replied, it was Sayyidina Sirri Saqti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and Sayyidina Maruf Karhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. When the kids went home after playing, he came to me happily. I asked him, tell me, how was your day of Eid? He replied, O uncle, you clothed me well, made me happy, and sent me to play with the other kids. You fixed my broken and upset heart. May Allah Almighty grant you recompense for this from his court, and may he open the doors to his court for you. Sayyidina Sirri Saqati rahmatullahi ta'ala states, I was extremely delighted by the words of this child and happiness of my Eid increased immensely due to them. May Allah Almighty have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Alameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you just listened to a faith enlightening account of taking care of and showing sympathy to an orphan child. It is the joyous occasion of Eid al-Fitr. There is an abundance of blessings. The best dishes are being prepared at home. Elegant clothes are being worn. Guests are continuously coming and going from the house, and Eid money is being given. How excellent of a deed would it be to make a form of happiness and peace reach the houses of the neighbors, poor people, and orphan devotees of the Prophet, so that this Eid becomes a form of good fortune for us. If only this would happen. Now let's listen about who is an orphan, a boy or girl who has not Islamically reached puberty and whose father has died. She is an orphan. A boy or girl remains an orphan as long as they have not reached puberty. As soon as they reach puberty, they will not be known as orphans any longer. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, a child does not remain an orphan after reaching puberty. Only that child of a human is an orphan whose father has died. The child of an animal is an orphan if the mother has died. The final Prophet of Allah Almighty sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, whoever strokes the head of an orphan merely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, he will gain reward in exchange of the total number of hairs his hand passes over. One blessing of stroking an orphan's head and feeding the poor is that the hardness of the heart is removed due to it. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that an individual complained of hardness of his heart. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, stroke the head of an orphan and feed the poor. The peace of the heart and mind, the mercy for the entire mankind, sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, if a boy is an orphan, then bring your hand towards the front when stroking his head. And if the child has a father, then take your hand towards the neck while stroking. It means, if the child is an orphan, then stroke his head towards the forehead. And if his father is alive, then stroke his head starting from the forehead till the neck. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.